Good evening. I'm Daniel Vandenberg, ZL2DRV in New Plymouth.
And I'm Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL in Upper Hutt.
And I'm Stephen McNeil, ZL4HD from Christchurch.
And I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Nelson. And together we bring you the NZART official broadcast for February 2025. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's broadcast. Leading tonight's lineup, presidential comment. Here's our NZART president, Daniel Vandenberg, ZL2DRV.
Kia ora and pō mārere. Welcome to 2025. I hope the Christmas break went well for all. Remits are due to come out in the next edition of Break-In, and I would like to express that each club and member needs to read and consider carefully. This is your chance to tell us as council and the association how you would like us to proceed going forward. The new NZART website has gone live. My thanks to Rob, ZL2WAL, and team for getting the website live. Work on the website will continue, so look for updates now it is up and running. Council has started the year off. Updated exam procedures are currently being circulated to ARX and exam supervisors for suggested amendments. Work on the model constitution that branches may use to help update their constitution for the new Incorporated Societies Act has been adopted by Council and can be sent out to branches. If your branch would like a copy, please contact NZARTHQ for a copy. Council has asked Don Wallace, ZL2TLL, to work on a strategic plan for NZART. Work on this will start after March 2025. That's it from me, Jim. Back to you.
Thank you, Daniel. NZART President Daniel Vandenberg, ZL2DRV. Tipuke Amateur Radio Club Branch 53's market day is now just 2 weeks away on Saturday, March the 8th, and is being held at the Paengaroa Community Hall, 4 Old Coach Road in Paengaroa. The venue opens for vendors at 6:30 a.m. with a sale time for buyers of 9:30 a.m. There'll be a door charge of $2 per person. Now to table costs. Pre-sale, a 1.8-metre table is $20, and on the day, $25. Pre-sale, a half table is $12, and on the day, $15. For further information and table bookings, please contact Sid Rowe, ZL1LWR. You can phone Sid 07-533-1029 or mobile 027-248-8664 or drop Sid an email, sidrowe@extra.co.nz. Sid Rowe with an E at extra.co.nz. Hot breakfasts will be available from 7:30 a.m. until 11 a.m. at reasonable prices. So that's the Tipuke Amateur Radio Club's market day, Saturday, March the 8th at the Paengaroa Community Hall. To Upper Hutt we go now and join our NZRT business manager, Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Thanks, Jim. Kia ora, katou, hari, toho. Hello, everyone, and Happy New Year. Yes, it's me reporting this month as Sarah's unwell. So hopefully, as unprepared as I am, I'll make my OB report interesting. As Daniel, ZL2DRV, has mentioned, the new website is now live. Yes, there are a few teething problems, like any changes, so if you can't find something you previously were able to search on our old website, please let us know. By us, I mean Rob Wallace, ZL2WAL, your webmaster, Sarah, or myself, so we can quickly upload information that you feel is needed. On the same topic, we would also like photos from you to use across the website, especially on the front page banner, amateur radio specific, of course. Council has agreed to running an annual competition for the best photo to be used as a banner on the front page. This will keep our website current, up-to-date and interesting. The winner will receive a one-year complimentary membership to NZART. This, of course, applies to the following year's membership if you are already a current financial member. As Sarah advised in the February HQ info line, it's now time to consider nominations for the upcoming conference at King's Birthday Weekend in Lower Hutt. Awards include Amateur of the Year, Young Amateur of the Year, Jumbo Godfrey Award, and of course the coveted Life Membership to NZART Award, all of which will be announced at the AGM on Saturday the 31st of May this year. ZL2DRB also announced the Council has completed a model branch constitution that aligns with the NZART constitution and includes all changes and updates in accordance with the Incorporated Societies Act 2022. Sarah has emailed this to all branch secretaries. However, if your branch appears not to have received it, please contact Sarah or me at headquarters so we can send you another copy. All current members should now have received break-in and the postal voting paper. Please make sure you send back your vote to the returning officer, addressed to NZART HQ, on or before the 20th of March. Well, that's all the news I have for this month, Jim. Mā te wā. See you soon.
Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, NZART's Business Manager. Looking now to NZART Conference 2025. Our NZART Conference this year is being held at Lower Hutt Event Centre, 30C Langs Road in Lower Hutt. The venue is located in central Lower Hutt, with the Angus Inn and the Siebel Hotel being just a few minutes' walk away. Conference commences at 9 a.m. on Saturday, the 31st of May. A registration form for conference will be able to be downloaded from the conference website. That's conference2025.nzart.org.nz from the end of February. And that's just a week away. To contact the conference committee, email conference2025@nzart.org.nz. Now book travel and accommodation early to get the best prices. NZART Conference 2025 in Lower Hutt over King's Birthday weekend. Now for an update on international amateur radio news, we join the team at the Amateur Radio Newsline.
We begin this week with a story about spectrum sharing. The concept is nothing new for radio amateurs, but now in the UK, the regulator is proposing that for the first time, spectrum sharing should be done between two different technologies. We have the details from Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
With traffic increasing in the UK for the usage of both Wi-Fi and mobile services, Ofcom is exploring ways for both technologies to share the upper part of the 6 GHz band, frequencies between 6.425 and 7.125 GHz. The regulator is hoping that its implementation will benefit mobile networks, especially in crowded areas, and at the same time provide support for advanced Wi-Fi services. The proposed sharing would require both services to explore ways of integrating shared usage, perhaps by developing a sensing capability in which one could detect the other's presence on a frequency. In a statement, Ofcom said the change would provide a basis for the future, eventually supporting virtual and augmented reality as well as AI. Meanwhile, Ofcom said that it hopes to see the lower part of the 6 GHz band, frequencies between 5.925 and 6.425, used for higher power Wi-Fi outdoors, whose frequencies at present only are allocated for low-power indoor use. This is Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
It's a first for YLs in Argentina. The National Radio Society is hosting an international meetup of YLs. Graham Kemp, VK4BB, tells us about it.
The Argentine Radio Club is hosting its first international gathering of female radio amateurs and has extended the registration deadline until the 25th of February. The meeting is taking place from March 6th through to the 8th at the Scout Camp in Mar del Plata and is being held in recognition of International Women's Day, Saturday, March 8. Marina, LU1VYL, who is on the National Society's Board of Directors, told Newsline that the talks and workshops will cover a variety of topics. including a discussion of why national radio societies play such a vital role in defending amateurs' use of the spectrum in each country. Radio Club YL Chile, CE4YLC, will share the story of how their club evolved and grew. A number of de-expeditioners have presentations planned so that they can share their adventures. Workshops will include an introduction to DX, practical ways to study CW, and construction of double bazooka dipoles and CW oscillators. There's good news for those who want to get on the air. Marina said there will be a station at the campsite. Spots are limited, and Marina said that after the closing date, no more participants can be accommodated. See the link in the text version of this week's newscast to complete a registration form. This is Graham Kemp, VK4BB.
When a friend becomes a silent key, some hams offer up a final call during their net if that operator was a regular check-in. When a ham has checked into many others' lives as a friend and mentor, however, sometimes the tribute calls for a long-lasting video. Jim Meachin, ZL2BHF, tells us about one such video.
The YouTube tribute by Nick ZL2NEB to his friend Gerard ZL2GVA is a video QSL card of sorts, the final courtesy for a contact that changed his life and brought him into the amateur radio community. Gerard, who was originally licensed in 1992 as PE1ONB, opened the door to ham radio for Nick and became his ELMA and later fellow operator on his POTA adventures. Gerard, who was an enthusiastic CW operator and a net control operator for the NZNet, died of cancer at age 59 in November of 2024. On the 1st of February, a celebration of his life was held in New Zealand. Nick's video, posted on YouTube a day later, is an appreciation on a personal level, a reflection on what friendship can mean, especially in a tight-knit community of radio operators. Nick urges hams to continue being communicators and always say what needs to be said, on and off the air. Upon viewing the video, amateurs around the world responded, touched by the words and images. One commentator wrote, quote, "When we TX, we send radio waves out into space that travel on forever. May his voice always be out there and remembered." End quote. To see the short video, follow the link in the text version of this week's newscast at arnewsline.org. This is Jim Meachin, ZL2BHF.
For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Stephen Kinford, N8WB in Wadsworth, Ohio, saying 73. As always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2025. All rights reserved.
And as always, we say thank you to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. Finally, in tonight's official broadcast lineup, it's Branch News. Here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and Happy New Year to everyone. Here's a roundup of a few activities from your area. Wellington Branch 50 has its annual general meeting on Tuesday the 18th of March at 7 p.m, followed by the branch meeting. There will also be a social club meeting for the branch on Tuesday the 25th of March, starting 1:30 p.m. at 14 Vasanta Crescent in Nio in Wellington. Down to the South Island now, and the Marlborough and Nelson branches 22 and 26 have their combined barbecue and fox hunt on Saturday the 8th of March from 11 a.m. onwards. Now, this will be held at the Carluke Hall in the Rye Valley. You have to bring some of the usual picnic gear, that's something to eat with and something to sit on, but meat will be provided. And you'll also need to provide something for the fox hunt. Now, you'll have to RSVP to carol@simtronics.co.nz. That email address is carol@simtronics.co.nz by the 4th of March for catering purposes. And finally, to the South Otago Branch 35, which has its annual picnic to be held on Sunday, March the 9th. And this will start at 10 a.m. and it'll be held at Naish Park in Charlotte Street in Balclutha. What do you bring? You bring food, drinks, and of course a chair. Well, Jim, that's all from me from late February. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. And that's the broadcast for tonight. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8 p.m. on Sunday, the 30th of March. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for February 2025. Good night, everyone. Good night now.